been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Friday the 13th edition of the Best Stocks Now show with professional money manager, Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. And I'm here with Barry Kite, our chartered financial analyst. And we do have the market focused on earnings today. And the earnings season, man, I'll tell you what, with just the small sampling that we have, we're off to a very, very good start. I have not seen a disappointment yet. And today it's the banks with a very impressive round of earnings reports, which we'll go through here in a bit. It's got the Dow up 212 points right now to 33,843. The NASDAQ not participating. Big tech not participating. I don't know why. It's down 5, down 9 right now to 13,565. It could be the semiconductor stocks. The S&P up 16 points. Oil stocks doing well today, 43.65. The small caps are flat, too, so the risk on stocks are taking a little risk off today. Crude oil is up $2.52 as Israel prepares to go in to the Gaza Strip and skirmishes on that northern border with Lebanon. Crude oil is up $2.52 to $85.43, and the 10-year down 10 basis points. That's a good deal, the 4.61. So welcome to today's Best Stocks Now show with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. And I'm here with Barry Kite, our chartered financial analyst. We'll be packing this weekend, headed to Michigan on Monday, and then meeting with the folks.
Yeah, looking forward to
it. Wednesday and Thursday. Today is Friday the 13th, and big cities are bracing for a possible protest and a call for global jihad by the former leader of Hamas. You know, I think, Barry, the one thing that pops out to me, other than the 10-year being down 10 basis points, which kind of indicates a flight to safety, if you ask me, but gold. Gold is up $41 per ounce today to $1,924. And I think that highlights gold's true use is during times of extreme crisis.
That's
right. The more extreme, the more gold goes up.
And, yeah, the worst case scenario
most people,
is best
own
for gold.
Gold,
right.
Especially physical gold. Gold is at $1,924 per ounce right now. Silver's up 69 cents to $22.65 per ounce. Okay, well, we had a down day in the market yesterday because of the inflation. You know, I'm not hearing Barry. I don't know if I can hear Barry again.
Yeah, you there?
Because of the inflation yesterday report, the CPI. We're still under 4, but it didn't go down. Okay, that was the big bugaboo. It stayed the same. The jobless claims remain sticky, refusing to go down. And the Dow was down 174 yesterday. And I've also, the NASDAQ was down 85. Now, it was all up in the morning, and then towards the end of the day, things started to go south as interest rates went north. And today, interest rates are going south. I'm going to say that's probably a flight to safety. Why? Well, this could be a crazy weekend in Israel as they prepare to go in and eliminate Hamas or demilitarize Hamas, if that's possible, either today, tomorrow. Could be happening now. Could be happening at any minute. And there are skirmishes up on that northern border with Hezbollah, which has got a lot more sophisticated weapons. Way more sophisticated weaponry than what Hamas has down in the Gaza Strip. So we're going to see what happens. In the meantime, police departments in the U.S. and around the world are on high alert, as the former leader of Hamas calls for a global jihad protest day today. Okay, the weight loss drugs had a good day yesterday. Lilly, Novo Nordisk. Today it's the bank stocks that I think are leading the way. We'll get to that when we get into the underneath the surface part of the market. Okay, we've got right now, we've got a good week. I think we'll end up with a winning week in the market, unless we get a big sell off. The Dow certainly up over 200 points right now. But the NASDAQ is pretty steady, just even right now. The CPI report yesterday, according to Boston Fed's Collins, he says it underscores the uneven progress towards a 2% goal. So, yes, we're making progress towards that 2% goal, but we're still up around 3.6%. So got a long ways to go. And reiterating the fact that restoring that price stability is going to take time. $26 for the big bag of candy at Walmart. I took two grandchildren yesterday to Chick-fil-A. So you just got me and two kids under 12 years old, three people. I just had a sandwich and a soda drink. $36 for three people at Chick-fil-A yesterday. I'm just telling you, this is boots on the ground reports of the inflation that we see personally in our lives across America. Crude oil jumping today, big time. Gold's jumping today, big time. Crude oil is up $2.52 to $85.43. That's a war premium. There's no question about it. That's a war premium. Will Hamas attack oil fields in Saudi Arabia? I mean, there's all kinds of wild cards here as the tension goes up and the ground invasion is ready to go against Gaza. And like I say, gold is really spiking here today. You know, the ones that have been very, very quiet throughout all of this, and like I say, I don't like it when China's quiet. China has lots of problems right now. There's geopolitics. There's their property sector, which is really reeling. And now China is eyeing a stabilization fund to boost their weakening stock market. Their stock market is a $9.5 trillion market, and China is trying to boost confidence. Well, you know what? They could boost confidence by you know, not constantly going against their own companies with the fines and CEOs disappearing and things like that. How can you have any confidence in a market like that? They've been their own worst enemies with their stock market. I certainly don't have any confidence at all in investing in Chinese stocks. And yesterday, China's big sovereign wealth fund raised their stake in the country's big four banks in China. China continues to struggle with their economy. And, you know, with the nation, with the world distracted right now, they're not distracted. We're focused on Israel and Hamas and the Gaza Strip and Lebanon and Hezbollah. I've heard a lot of military experts saying that China could take advantage of this. Of course, we have a couple of aircraft carriers off of Israel. I think we had our second one. The Gerald Ford is there. The second one's on the way. Will China use this opportunity to do something like invading Taiwan? Well, we don't know. But I'm just saying that they've been awfully quiet lately. And somebody unloaded a lot of bonds a few weeks ago to raise cash. So just something to think about. China and Taiwan, that definitely has not gone away. That's going to be there, and it almost seems inevitable, like Elon Musk said that they will invade Taiwan and implement their one China policy. UK clears the way for the Microsoft Activision deal. That's the Tech's biggest deal ever, believe it or not. Microsoft stock has had a good week. Microsoft got down to 309. That's when we said that the correction is over. In the tech, and Microsoft is 332 right now, so it's made about a 9% gain off of those lows. Where are we at in the market right now? Where is the earnings picture? Where is the market headed? All of that and more in this week's newsletter, which I work on today and tomorrow morning. You can get 2 free weeks at GundersonCapital.com. GundersonCapital.com. We'll be right back. Welcome back here to the second quarter of today's Best Stocks Now show. Well, one of the social media is definitely being tested during this, as Hamas is flooding social media. Meta platforms.
Every platform.
Right? Oh, it's just unbelievable. TikTok, Meta, of course, X. Meta platform showed its new content monitoring plan. And the company's response to the Israeli-Hamas war after receiving a letter from the European Union, Meta said it has created a special operations center. I mean, these are physical people. Forget artificial intelligence. With experts, including fluent Hebrew and Arabic speakers, to monitor the situation in real time. This allows us to remove content that violates our community standards or community guidelines faster and serves as another line of defense against misinformation. Meta has taken down 795,000 pieces of content that violated several of the company's policies, including dangerous organizations and individuals, violent and graphic content, hate speech, violence and incitement, bullying and harassment, and coordinating harm, okay? As compared to the 2 months prior, in the 3 days following October 7th, we have removed 7 times as many pieces of content on a daily basis for violating our policies. And, of course, over at X, Elon Musk, Linda Yaccarino, who's the CEO, said the company has removed hundreds of accounts linked to Hamas taken actions to remove or label tens of thousands of pieces of content since Hamas attacked Israel this past weekend. Okay, well, we have a potential turnaround play. I always like turnaround plays. All right, I don't know about this one though. Dollar General.
Up 7% earlier when I looked at it. I don't know what it's at now.
But Dollar General has just been clocked. Back in 2022, last year it was $262. Yesterday it hit 100. You know, a lot of times that $100 mark can be a pretty good one. It's bouncing today. It's up 9%. Why? They're bringing back their old CEO, Todd Vasos, to be the discounter CEO less than a year since his departure from the position. Well, he was only gone 12 months. And in that year that he was gone, I mean, this is what the stock lost all of its value during the year he was gone. It went from 250 to where it is today. That's not a very good performance by the whoever took over for the guy. Now, we don't know if the new guy did something wrong or was just market conditions, but man, the CEO that took over did. The stock performed horribly during his time, and maybe at $100 a share. Heck, I'm going to update my valuation on this stock today and see if it makes any sense. I do like a good turnaround play.
Yeah, now that one, you know, they went private one time, came back out. It was and you know, had a good run, but yeah, it looks certainly looks like at least that $100 mark might be the nice round number to bring back the stock, and of course the CEO. We need to see what Todd's been doing for the last handful of years, I guess, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you got Israel going in at some point in time to Gaza, and you've got United Auto Workers. Shocking the auto world. Now, I'm not trying to compare the auto workers with the war over there, but it's pretty nasty. The United Auto Workers strike hit a higher gear this week after the employee walkout at Ford Motors' highly profitable truck plant in Kentucky sent shockwaves throughout the industry. I mean, hit them where it hurts. During a conference call, a senior Ford executive said the automaker is at its limit. It's at its limit. They're not going any higher. Now, this obviously, I mean, this is an ongoing negotiation, but it said we just can't spend any more on higher wages and benefits for the United Auto Workers, and warned that the strike at the factory could harm workers and cut into profits. We have stretched to get to this point. Going further will hurt our ability to invest in the business, stated Ford exec Kumar Galhotra on the stalemate. Ford said it's open to reallocating money within its current offer and further bargaining with the union to secure an agreement, and also continues to work with the UAW on a way to bring workers together, especially at these vehicle battery plants. But the path to a resolution remains murky. So, you know what? That's not a good thing. It's not good at all. These are important companies. These are important workers. Something's got to give somewhere. It's already a difficult industry. You know, the profit margins are very thin in the automobile industry.
And worse in the EV space for them. So.
You know, and of course there's an attack on the combustible engine. You just wonder if there's pressure trying to put these companies under. I don't know. And so we have to rely on totally electric cars. I don't know, but it's not good at this point in time.
Yeah, get Wolf. Your bike riding, get your legs built up. It's yeah. We'll be riding bikes, it sounds like.
Yeah, I saw a guy on a motorized skateboard going to work with his briefcase. Wolf and Rosenblatt unimpressed by Netflix password sharing crackdown. Look, you know what? Of the FANG stocks, that one looks the worst by far. Every day, it's one of the ones I look at daily just because it's in the FANG. That's not a good That is not a good chart on Netflix. It's broken down below its 200-day moving average.
Well, and the writer strike, right? And that's resolved, but still the actors, right? Or Actors yep. Guild, I believe, is still on strike. So content-wise, their content's dwindling in terms of new content. So.
That's one of the worst charts out there, especially being a FANG stock. Applied Materials and Lamb are getting an upgrade today. Lamb has been on a nice little run here recently. It is down 1% today. Applied Materials is also getting an upgrade today. It's down 0.5%. And I did see some news that Canon might have a product to compete in an industry that ASM lithography totally dominates. But ASM is down 1.75% as Canon, that's out of Japan, unveils an advanced tool to create advanced semiconductors. And this is that area of the market that ASML dominates. So we don't know. I don't see a big sell-off right now in ASM, but definitely something to keep our eye on. Now, when we come back, J.P. Morgan, Citigroup, Wells Fargo, United Healthcare, they've all reported earnings today. Earnings season is now well underway, and we'll get to that in a bit to see where we're at and how these companies did today. We'll be right back.
This is Bill Gunderson. Thank you for tuning in to today's Best Stocks Now, Best Inverse Funds Now show. I put several hours of research in during the wee hours of the morning each day to bring you the very best cutting-edge stories that I can. To get 2 free weeks of my newsletter, go to GundersonCapital.com. To talk to us about our fee-based only money management services, call us at 855-611-BEST. Now, back to the second half of the show.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now show. I think it's a risk off a little bit day in the high risk area. The Dow's doing just fine. I mean, the Dow is really rocking today with the oil and bank stocks.
And based on, earnings on the bank side. And then, of course, I think, like you said, I think it's certainly a risk off weekend, just given given what happened last weekend
and tech with the high PE ratios is just going to take the day off, wait and see what happens, and the small caps are taking the day off today.
Yeah, and the 10-year's down 8 basis points at the moment. So
that's a move
that's
to safety.
To safety, exactly.
And crude oil is up $3.09. That's a war premium. And the standout of the day is gold. Up $44.20 to $1,927. So all of this spells a three-letter word, war, W-A-R. You've got that in the background, and you've got bank earnings in the foreground, and a non-bank stock that actually is also having a good day today, a very good day. It's breaking out finally, and it's one we bought recently. How about that? Okay, let's take a look here at these earnings reports. Let's begin with J.P. Morgan, Jamie Dimon. Q3 earnings beat helped by interest income. Now, we had Wells Fargo the other day say, Citigroup. One of the big banks, I think it was Citigroup. No, it was Moynihan.
Yeah,
it was Moynihan at Bank of
Bank
America.
Bank of America.
Saying, oops, we invested our excess interest income into long-term treasuries. Well, J.P. Morgan is benefiting. They came in with earnings of $4.33. That is really outstanding for J.P. Morgan. And J.P. Morgan beat by 39 cents. That is a very big gap between what was expected, what they reported. Then you always check revenue. Revenue beat by $500 million, which is not bad, which means J.P. Morgan did an excellent job, again, in sandbagging the analysts, keeping the estimates moderated so they can come in and beat those estimates.
And he, it's hard to fault Jamie Dimon, but he's been talking and basically warning just about things going on in the world, and was talking about Treasury hitting 5% or even higher.
Yeah, he said 5% on U.S. Treasuries.
And so it's just funny how you hear kind of some gloom and doom, but then at the same time, the company is blowing out earnings estimates.
So. Yeah, at the same time, J.P. Morgan is a slow grower, and not a lot of upside potential according to my estimates here. But anyways, they came in with a good report. How have their, over the last, this year, year to date, JP Morgan is up, 8.7%. That's a little better than the, Dow, but the S&P's up 13.3. And over the last, 5 years, JP Morgan's averaged 11% return. The S&P's averaged 19% per year. So they've trailed the S&P by a pretty wide margin. Of course, the bank sector in general has not been a very good area to be invested in. All right, now, the next one to check on here is Wells Fargo, which has been a very poor performing stock. One mistake after another. Remember when this was one of Warren Buffett's, like, favorites? He loved Wells Fargo stock. They did come in with a good report. But here's a company that's been growing their earnings by 2% a year. 2% a year over the last 5 years. They pay a 3.4% dividend yield. But Wells Fargo basically came in about the same as J.P. Morgan. They came in with $1.48 in earnings. They beat by 24 cents. And their revenue beat by almost $1 billion. So that's a pretty good report. Well, but it's a lousy stock.
Yeah, and they've just been also headline risk, right? They've been, you know, beat up by, you know, kind of scandal after scandal in terms of, you know, not really doing right by their customers or clients.
No, and, you know, their earnings have not moved very far, annual earnings, off the $4 per share for many years. It's just stuck. It's just stuck. No earnings growth. It is up today, however, 3.7%, and that is, you know, it's a big member of a lot of indexes out there, so that's why you're seeing the safer indexes, the lower PE indexes, doing well today.
And look at that five-year chart. I mean, really, it's
horrible.
Nowhere.
No.
Yeah.
And Citigroup, even worse. I would give Citigroup even a worse grade. And don't forget, we compete with these companies. You know, yeah. We compete head to head with Merrill Lynch, with Wells Fargo Advisors is the name of theirs. They don't have another name. And I don't know, Citigroup, they ended up with Smith
Barney.
They ended
up with a few different things, yeah, right.
Many years ago. Yeah. I don't know who Citigroup's retail arm, if they have guys like us. Investment advisors, I'm sure they do.
I mean, their 5-year and 10-year chart, I mean, literally
horrible.
Just gone nowhere. All you got was the volatility. That's it.
Yeah, and a little dividend.
Yeah, some dividend and then, you know, lost a 20% loss and 17% loss over the last 10 years in the stock price. So.
And, you know, I mean, you'd have been a lot better off buying the bonds of these companies, okay? Because you probably have been getting about 5.5%, 5 to 5.5% per year. When interest rates go down, the bond goes up. You know, hey, 5% a year is a heck of a lot better than what these stocks have returned. J.P. Morgan has been better, but Citigroup has been anemic, very anemic. Over the last 10 years, it's averaged 6.3% per year, while the market's averaged 15.4%. Okay, so.
And the volatility's been off the chart. I mean,
off the chart.
Huge drop.
In 2008.
Yeah.
Well, Citigroup almost went away. How low did Citi go? Oh, let's see. Citigroup got down during the 08-09 crisis. It bottomed out at $9.70 per share. From, you know, it was a heck of a lot higher than that at one time. It was at $5.70 per share at one time. So they did a reverse split.
Yeah, they did.
And then they came back, and it's just been flat. So really, that $42 a share is with the reverse split. So that's really like $3 or $4 per share, you know. So, anyways, I'm not a fan of the
tough place
banks.
To be, particularly in you had that low interest rate environment forever, right? And so they had zero, you know, net interest margin was very minimal. So.
Now let's contrast that. We just went through three very mediocre stocks. Let's contrast that with the good stock, United Healthcare, which is a dominant player out of Minneapolis in the healthcare industry. Over the last 10 years, while Citigroup's giving you 6% a year, United Healthcare has been giving you 23% per year. This comes from the Best Stocks Now app, which we're submitting to Apple and Android on Monday, and should be out. And we're going to flip the switch over to the new version. I just have to do one thing. I got to figure out how to do one thing. And then it's ready to be flipped over, and you can look up these 10-year performance numbers, 23.3% over the last 10 years. United Healthcare comes in with earnings of $6.56. Now, that's just one quarter. That means they're going to make about $25, $27 per share this year. They beat by 21 cents, and their revenue beat by almost $1 billion.
Yeah, and they raised guidance, so the old beat and raise scenario.
That's the trifecta.
Yeah.
And we do own United Healthcare. I talked about it for many weeks. I said, look, this thing's on the verge of breaking out. And bam, there it is today. Luckily, we got in before it broke out. Here's a stock that over the last 5 years, their earnings have been growing by 14% a year. I mean, why would you want to own a stock that's growing their earnings by 2% a year? So look at your portfolio today. If you're a guy or gal or you have yourself or they have you in J.P. Morgan, Citigroup, Wells Fargo, say, you know what? Who's asleep at the wheel here? Who's managing my portfolio? Why do I own such mediocre stocks? Well, that's just one man's opinion, and I'm sure Barry would agree with me on that.
Okay,
we'll be right back. Welcome back here to the final segment of today's Best Stocks Now show with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Kind of your last chance if you want to reserve a spot with us on Wednesday, Thursday in Detroit, in Bloomington Hills, is it? Barry?
That's Bloomfield. Yeah, Bloomfield.
Bloomfield. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I should know that by now.
Bloomfield Hills, Michigan, and it's the Kingsley Doubletree Hilton.
Okay.
A million names.
Yes, and then we'll start planning for our next Sarasota trip.
Yeah.
And then it'll be time to talk about Minnesota again at some point in time. And who knows where else we're headed this coming year. Well, as we look inside the internals of the market, like I say, I mean, the Dow is being led by two sectors right now. One is the banking sector, and the other is the oil sector. The leader in the Dow right now is J.P. Morgan, up 3.1%. 3.1%. That's a pretty good move for J.P. Morgan. Exxon Mobil. And I saw somebody upgrade Exxon Mobil. Exxon Mobil has had a pretty good pullback because they made that purchase. It got hit the last couple days. So if you're looking to get into Exxon Mobil.
That was Pioneer, right?
They bought PXD, Pioneer. Yeah. And I saw one big firm upgrading ExxonMobil today, saying that it should be accretive. It should add to their earnings. And, of course, the oil stocks are up today. It's a war premium going into the commodity and going into the stocks. The number three performer in the Dow today, United Healthcare, UNH. It had a massive breakout. It's pulled back a little. But breaking out to a new 52-week high, almost back to where it got last year. And it's up 2% today. That's a big move for a half a trillion dollar company. And then Chevron is up 1.6%, another one benefiting from the war premium. And Walgreens, which has had a pretty good move here recently. I'm not very enamored with the stock. It's a non-grower. Walgreens, actually it's flat now, it was up. Okay, on the downside, Boeing. I saw a report today that Boeing is not going to meet the numbers that they've been putting out for production, how many jet planes.
And they also had to expand their inspections. Them and Spirit AeroSystems had to expand their inspections for the 737 MAX. So.
Boeing is down 3.4. Boeing is down below where we finally pulled the plug on it quite some time ago. We replaced it with United Healthcare. That was a pretty good move. What's the best mover in the Dow today? One of them, United Healthcare. What's the worst? Boeing. You know, there just comes a time when you make a change. You got to make a change. We were very patient, and it didn't work out. Pfizer is also down. Pfizer's been a terrible. You know, they missed out on the weight loss drugs. You've got Lilly and Novo Nordisk going crazy, and Pfizer, you know, I mean, they had that big lift on the wind at their back with COVID and their drug, their vaccine. But that was then. This is now, and it's a very poor performance. I look at the S&P 500. The market loves a potential turnaround play. Dollar General up 7.6. That's the biggest gainer in the S&P. Next, we've got Progressive. That's the other sector that I'd say is doing well. Progressive is just, there must be news on Progressive, which is Flo, right, the auto insurer. Progressive is up 7.1% today. The insurance companies have been one of the leading sector. I know it's boring. We own a couple insurance companies in our portfolios.
My wife's cousin could have been Flo, actually.
Really?
She was up for the part, and they chose the current Flo.
Really?
So, yeah.
Flo, that's
fun,
helped
fun
Flo's
story,
career, but
for
it
sure.
Might have pigeonholed her, and but
I would
she's made a
so.
Lot of money. Allstate up 3.5% today. You're in good hands there for sure. That's a breakout on Allstate. The insurance stocks. There are two insurance ETFs, KIE, and I can't think of the other one offhand, but there are a couple of insurance ETFs. Insurance companies are benefiting from, what did J.P. Morgan benefit from today? They said it's our cash and our short-term investments earning 5%. That's free money, right? Just sitting there. The reserves, they're earning money off of other people's money.
And it's been relatively, not over yet, knock on wood, but it's been a relatively quiet hurricane season, at least.
Yes.
Here on the, you know, as much as you've seen.
Storms, I haven't been evacuated once this year.
Right. So that's a win. Win for us and a win for insurance companies.
It's
right?
Because I bought a Generac this year. And so, of course, there's not going to be any hurricane season. That's okay. You know what? I'm just happy having that thing out there. Marathon Oil. Wow, look at that. That's an impressive move today. MRO, it's up 4% today in the S&P 500. APA is up 3.4. It's all oil stocks leading the S&P 500. Well, J.P. Morgan's in the S&P. It's up 3.1. Conoco, big move today. EOG, big move today. Fang, well, the Diamondbacks. Look, the Diamondbacks are going to play the Phillies, two wild card teams. What happened to Atlanta and L.A.? Poof.
Yeah, both teams
poof.
With the best records, right?
Yeah.
In the National League. So.
And, you know,
and
this is the second
Twins,
year in a row that that's happened.
And the Twins, at least they won their first series. And, of course, for our listeners in Minnesota, they ended up
Yeah, they ran into a buzzsaw.
The Astros, yeah.
So. With the Houston. And who's Houston going to play?
It's either going to be Texas or...
hasn't been decided yet. Baltimore.
Maybe it has. Oh, yeah, Texas swept them. Yeah, they're
yeah,
in Texas.
Yeah, Texas. So. Bruce Bochy. Coming back to
yes.
the Texas Rangers?
Yes.
Unbelievable. Okay, we're out of time. Wells Fargo up 2.6. The only loser in the S&P of note, Boeing and Norwegian Cruise Lines on higher oil prices and maybe a little bit of fear of taking a Mediterranean cruise right now. Anyways, that's where we stand on this Friday the 13th. And who knows, we may have a crazy weekend ahead of us. We'll be on top of it. Get the newsletter, GundersonCapital.com. 2 free weeks, GundersonCapital.com. Have a great weekend, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities.
Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisory firm. All accounts are held at Ameritrade. Ameritrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.